Okie dokie, roll up.
Hey, welcome to Starting Block here for another Thursday. You got myself Greeno, and I'm joined by a man who's spent the better part of the week, you know, enjoying the surroundings and the freezing weather that is sunny Melbourne, my co-captain Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Very good. It was very cold down there. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership, and as always, the blockheads in their millions tuning in right around the world. Greeno, yes, it was freezing. I was freezing the old nattles off.
Yes.
I had to actually go jacket shopping.
Well, I heard you also purchased for the first time in your life, 34 years of age, your first pair of jeans.
Yes. The wife said you would make a big thing out of this.
It had to be done.
She said, you know, Greeno's going to be very excited.
Yeah.
He's wanted to see you in a pair of jeans for quite some time.
I'm very pumped about this.
I actually bought two pairs of jeans.
I heard. But I thought
went the double.
I was excited enough by one.
Just one.
Just one. Have you given him a trundle yet?
Yeah. I wore them 2 days in a row, actually.
Nice, comfy. That's the beauty of the jeans.
Very comfortable.
You can wear them 3 days in a row.
3 weeks.
No need even need to wash them.
No.
Beautiful.
No,
beautiful.
They don't stain, Greeno.
No.
It's fantastic.
And the stench, it kind of gets absorbed.
It gets locked in.
It's comfortable.
Locked in.
Yeah.
That's what denim's all about, Greeno.
It is.
No, I had a great time. We'll get to my footy adventures later on.
We shall.
Actually, just pulling up, I had a momentary bad experience when I pulled up in the cab out the front of the hotel.
Yeah.
It was Friday night, bear in mind.
Yep.
And so we haven't actually set foot in Melbourne proper yet.
Yeah.
We've the only ground that we've touched is at the airport. We've jumped in the back of a cab. So we pull up at the hotel, picture this, and there's two drunk guys holding each other up, trying to hail down a cab.
Yep.
My wife's on the left-hand side of me, on the left-hand side of the cab. This guy opens the door and proceeds to sit on her, not realizing that she's in the cab.
As someone who's had a long lunch.
He's had a very long lunch.
Very long lunch.
I've said very coolly and calmly, Greeno, might be a good idea to let us out of the cab first, champ.
Yeah.
And he's given me this look like the stink eye.
Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah, might be a good idea, you know, like mouthing off like drunk guys do. I said, that's not a problem, babe. So, I closed the door, made sure she was okay. And there was a bit of, you know, noise going on outside the cab. So, I just stepped out, trundled around. What do you know? Silence.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I opened the door for her.
Yep.
Yeah. Out you come, babe. It's okay.
We've had that happen.
You can jump in now, lads. Yeah.
We've had that happen once or twice before. People are very happy to mouth off a fair bit until you, at 6'5", walk out and tower down.
I'm not a fighter.
I know you're not a fighter.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
But to someone who's mouthing off at you, to then see you come out of that cab at 6'5", and, you know, just nothing but pure muscle. We'll go with it.
It is radio.
It's a sight to behold. It always gives me a chuckle.
Yeah. And, you know, in his state, he probably saw three or four of me, to be
exactly.
fair.
He's like, he's got a whole gang here.
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
It's a posse.
It is. Damo, last week, for a better part of 7 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Was it that long?
We crapped on this show about our Twitter feed. And how we didn't get enough followers.
At the starting block one, we dropped the K.
And how we need to encourage more outrage. And it wasn't until I got home and, you know, just went through the file, just tidying it up, that I realised...
That we have a file?
We do. Well, the email. I realised we were actually meant to promote a survey for the station last week.
Okay.
So that 7 minutes that I wasted promoting a Twitter feed could have been done doing my job.
Okay. But what better way to take the survey, Greeno, than to via the Twitter feed at the starting block one, where we dropped the K at the end. Do you want to put a link up later on in the show for the survey?
I could. Here's where I think we're going to have a stumbling block. And here's where I'm going to set you a task, Damon.
The first hurdle.
This is the hurdle. Okay. So we've been given an on-air script, which is fine. I like the encouragement. They want to promote it.
Okay.
Now, I think we can do better.
Okay.
That's my challenge. So I'm going to read
it
as
improv,
is.
Greeno.
I'm going to read it as is. Yep. And segment four, we'll come back with our revised version that we think can, you know, pep it up.
I like that.
All right. So on air script, Damo, we want to hear from you. This is to the listeners. This is to the blockheads out there.
Should you do it in wanky FM? We want to hear from you.
Yeah. How about you read the script? You're better at this.
All right. Let me loosen.
Loosen up with the on-air script.
Let me loosen up the vocal cords here.
This is for the 2GLF survey.
Okay. We want to hear from you. 89.3 FM 2GLF is all about serving Liverpool and Fairfield, and we want to know your thoughts, comments and ideas to help shape our future. We're currently asking listeners to take part in a short online survey that will help us get to know you better. The results of this survey will assist in us continuing to be the best possible station we can be in service of our valued community. To have your voice heard, head to 89.3fm.com.au and fill out the survey.
I like it. You did well there.
Now, a little stumble at the end.
A little bit of a stumble, but all in all.
The .com.au threw me off, Greeno.
It did a little bit. The head and herd back to
head
back.
Head and herd, yes. It's a very tricky one.
So there's note one. You're a professional writer. You know these things.
For a one-taker, though.
Oh, that was an amazing effort for a one-taker. Yeah. The other thing I'm thinking, though, is I think maybe 2GLF might have missed a trick here.
Okay, give it to me.
So they want to get to know their listeners better. 2GLF needs to start a Tinder profile.
Ah, yes. Swipe left, Greeno. Swipe
exactly.
Right.
Swipe left for 2GLF or swipe right. Exactly.
Which one's the good one?
Left, I think.
Left.
Or maybe what they do here. Okay, now we've got it. What we could do. 2GLF.
We're spitballing here.
Yeah. So basically what we could do is we could put up all the programs that are currently on the 2GLF schedule.
Yes.
On a Tinder profile.
Yes.
And people can swipe left and right to say yes, like the program, don't like the program. There we go.
Okay. So guys from the starting block, hey, want to get together, really like your stuff. Do you want to have a cup of coffee?
Yeah, things like that.
The kids are at mum's. It's okay. You know, you won't wake up the neighbours.
Swipe left.
Swipe left.
Swipe left.
Okay. All right.
All right, whichever way.
The good way is.
Okay. Oh, how's that go? That was 7 minutes.
7 minutes. So we've leveled up.
We've leveled it out.
Because we've leveled the universe now, because it was 7 minutes crapping on about the Twitter feed.
Twitter feed last week.
And now we've crapped on about the survey for a good 7 minutes.
Good 7 minutes.
Oh, thereabouts.
89.3fm.com.au.
There was taxi cab confessions.
Just a little bit there.
Yep.
But at the same time.
Plenty to chew on, Greeno.
We're going to have to go in and, you know, stack this survey ourselves. Just talk up. We want more block.
Just 24 that, block.
That's our feedback.
24/7.
Just a non-stop
the block
stream of starting block
fest. Just the same show over and over again.
Yeah, we don't
need swipe
to.
Right for the show that you like the most, and we'll just play it on loop.
I'm a big fan. I know TuneIn Radio has some sensational channels because there's a bit of any taste for whatever you want.
Endless.
You can tune in 89.3 on TuneIn.
You would never hear all of them.
No, not at all.
But we don't encourage people to listen to other radio stations.
No, just
obviously.
Our station. Just however, ours. If they do.
If they're with someone and they're listening to a different station.
If they're down the station, it's fine.
Overhearing it.
Overhearing
yes.
it. Okay. I've been listening to. There's a show, Emerald. So
we've got to be clear about these things at survey time.
At survey time, yes. Yeah, we need to focus on our show.
Yes. That's right.
It's 5 hours. It's basically that. It's 5 hours. Like, it's an MLB channel, but it's like 5 hours of live coverage, which in itself is my dream job.
Okay.
There's a couple of guys, they sit around, they watch the games, they throw to highlights that are happening live, and just crapping on about games for 5 hours a day.
You know what? There's a show like that in the UK where it's like a panel show.
Yeah.
They don't have the rights to show any of the football,
but they just
go to the guy that's standing in the stadium.
Yep.
Like, oh, we're crossing to Les now at, you know, Dag and Red. Tell us what's... Oh, they've just scored a goal. But you can't actually see the highlight. Yeah. You're just looking at him.
Yeah, well, these guys actually go to the live coverage, but, like, of the radio coverage.
Fantastic.
But it's sensational. But to your point, for the rest of the, 19 hours of the day, it's just a repeat.
Of the same one.
Of like an hour of that show with random like small little podcasts thrown in.
Excellent.
So it's solid.
We
can do that. 89.3.
All right. That's a good idea.
We probably should talk some
sport. Let us know on the survey, guys, what you think of Greeno's spectacular gold-plated idea.
Well, it was your idea. You said you want to go back-to-backs.
Yeah, but you put the finishing touches on it. You put the cherry on top.
We could go retro block. I was going through iTunes the other day and I found like 2012 block.
2012
block. We're talking like finals previews. Yeah.
Yep.
Real old school.
It was happening back then.
We probably should talk some footy at some
back
point.
Back in the day.
NRL review. We tipped 5 each.
Did we? Okay.
Even though we tipped different teams, we still managed to come out dead even on this one.
That's incredible. At least I didn't fall further behind.
No, that's correct.
Because I've got to steady the ship and then we
NRL,
push on.
You're doing fine. I think we're still tied overall in NRL. It's the AFL you're battling.
Yeah.
Warriors, too good for the Dogs, 21-14.
Yep.
The Gold Coast Crazy Malarkas.
James Graham out for what, the rest of the season or
four,
2 months?
4 to 6 weeks. But the season's over. Like, the Dogs aren't making it. It's done.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I heard on the radio actually when they made the announcement, the Dogs still clinging to a finals berth. I was like, really?
They're not clinging. They're not clinging.
The berth is gone.
It's gone. It's
gone.
I
know what you were going to say. Survey. 89.3fm.com.au.
Titans, Gold Coast Crazy Malarkas, 26.
We think about your feelings.
Over
the
Tigers. How bad are the Tigers going? We'll touch on that in a sec because the preview of this
Well, they've lost Matt Ballon now. Ballon's gone.
He played a game in 2 years, so I think they'll survive.
Yeah, he's a spiritual leader now that Farrah's out of the picture.
But they signed Connor Watson the other day from the Roosters.
Connor Watson, I presume.
Yeah. Terrible. Let's just let that linger.
Yeah. Survey guys, 89.3fm.com.
He comes over because he says he wants to play his preferred position, which is fullback.
Okay.
But this comes 2 weeks after they just signed Tuli Lolahia.
Tuli
Lolahia to play fullback.
That's a mouthful. Yeah.
So poor old Tuli is signed. Not go. Yeah,
so
finally.
Connor's
coming in.
He's going to slide in, Greeno.
Tough stuff. For
do a Slater on Boyd.
He will.
At Origin level.
Cowboys.
By the way, on Origin, I'm glad to... I was pleased to note that you made reference to my spectacular Nostradamo.
Nostradamo, yes.
Absolutely picked it like a dirty nose, Greeno.
You did, which is impressive because we recorded the show the day before.
That's
or
right.
Week before, technically.
The week before, it was. Yes.
Cowboys, even without J2, who's gone for the year, Damo, in his courageous Origin performance.
I don't know. I reckon he'd come out on a one of those hospital trolleys.
I know he's done.
Onto the field.
He's done for the year. He was told by...
Just put me on the wing.
He was told by surgeons that
Kevin Walters pushing him up and down the field.
No, not at all.
Pass it to JT.
He was told by surgeons
that's a hospital pass.
If he did not have an operation, because he wanted to play through, he goes, just needle me up.
Needle me up.
And he goes, well, if you do that, you won't be able to use your arm once you retire. So he's like,
right?
Well, probably should go get that looked at.
What do you need the arm for? You've got two.
You've got two. Use the other one, JT.
You've got two. We're talking about Origin glory here. Is there anything more important in the world of the Big Sports Breakfast, Greeno, than Origin glory?
Oh, there's nothing more.
Nothing more important.
But the thing is, it kind of gives me a nice happy place now because I didn't
want to... Slater would give up his entire cricket career to get Origin glory.
Origin glory. We're talking not Billy. We're talking Michael Slater.
Michael Slater, cricket. Yeah.
Correct.
Billy Slater probably did give up his cricket career for Origin glory
instead.
To be fair,
it's interesting. I was a bit torn because like I like JT, I like the way he plays the game, so I didn't want to see him go out an Origin loser, but I also didn't want to see New South Wales lose the series. So this is my win-win.
Why not? Aren't you used to it by now?
Well, I am. That's the problem.
Yeah,
I touched on last week's show where I was just numb to it.
Here we go again.
I was like, I could have, because everyone's like, oh, you must have been gutted. I'm like, I wasn't, because I'm just used to it now.
Yeah,
like
you expect it.
If we don't choke, I'm surprised. And what happened here?
It's the normal.
It is. Speaking of choking, Panthers lost to the JT-less Cowboys with a dozen players backing up as well.
Is that right?
So the hot streak of Matt Moylan at 5'8 being undefeated
halt.
Stops at two.
Two.
along with the Dogs' roll of one game they had before that.
I knew they were on a roll, Greta.
Block derby, Bronx too good for the Raiders, 30-20. Raiders are done.
Anything to say about that game? Or?
Didn't watch it.
Don't care.
Pretty
good effort from the Broncos.
Massively good effort, 100%. Yeah. Storm almost had the Roosters. The young Storm players, they were
missing. Could be a grand final matchup, I think.
Could be. Yeah. The Storm team, missing Slater, missing Kronk, missing Smith.
Yeah.
And
unreal.
We're leading 24-6 with about 20 to go. The Roosters came home strong.
Incredible.
Mitchell Pearce got to wipe the taste of Origin loss out of his mouth.
Yet again.
With a winning field goal. Well done, Mitch.
Yes, well done.
He clocked off early. He clocked off at halftime. He was fresh for the Roosters game. The plucky Knights, Damo.
The plucky Knights.
They almost beat the Dragons.
Nostradamo again. I said they'd get Kenny Dowell.
Yeah. Oh, they did. Yes.
They got him in the end.
I did end up getting a bit of party time in Newcastle.
Well, he got acquitted, though, didn't he?
No. He was convicted, but without a charge.
Oh, I see.
So he found guilty, but with no charges laid.
Guilty, but just a slap.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't do it again. Big smacks.
Yep.
Big smacks.
Enjoy Newcastle.
Yeah.
Dragons too good for them, 32-28. Mm-hmm. And the Seagulls, the Sharks.
Mighty Manly. Look at them go.
They're top very four. Under the radar. They're top four. They're playing a good brand of footy.
Yep. Trent Barrett, the super coach.
Trent is the super coach, Damo.
Should we hit a sorry book for Trent Barrett?
Not yet.
Because we gave him a lot of stick.
Not yet.
If they finish top four,
they've got to get through to a qualifying final for me.
You're a harsh judge.
Mate, we don't hand out.
We basically wrote them off as wooden spooners.
We don't hand out the super coach willy-nilly on this show.
No, just every other week.
We talked about JT and he's, you know, race for Origin glory, Damo. This is an interesting stat for you.
Okay. I love a good stat.
I'm a stat fan. Yeah. I love a stat.
Stat.
Since September 24, 2016, he's played 13 games total.
Is that right?
Seven of them have been for the Cowboys.
Wow.
So he's almost played the exact same amount of Origin games he has for the Cowboys.
That is an incredible stat.
That's a good stat.
Yep.
All right, Chuckabilly, show us your tips.
Show us your tips. Bulldogs versus Eels, Greeno. Who do you like?
Neither.
Neither. You're going to have to pick one.
I'll go the Eels.
Me too. That's two for the Eels.
Gold Coast Crazy Milakas versus the Dragons, Damo.
I'll be taking the Dragons in that one.
I'm going to go the Dragons as well.
Ah, see, you're just a tease. Broncos Storm, Greeno. The old bogey team for the Bronx.
It is. I'm going to go Storm.
Yeah, me too. Even though it's at Suncorp.
I think I went my other tip. I went Broncos. Anyway, doesn't matter. Sharks, Roosters. I've gone Roosters.
Really? I'm going to take the Sharkies in this
one. Gone Sharkies that one?
Yeah, go for the little upset.
Warriors versus Manly.
Take Manly now. Manly are flying.
They're flying. Lock them in.
Can't bet against them.
Nah, lock them in.
Yep.
Put your house on it.
Raiders, Cowboys, Greeno.
Cowboys.
Cowboys. You're going against the Raids?
Mate, have you seen
no
the
JT?
Ladder? Doesn't matter.
No JT.
Raiders can't defend this year.
Yeah, I'll take the Cowboys as well.
Here we go.
Now this is a game where tipping points can be made because it can go either way.
It could go either way, but if you want the reverse of what is the poster game of rugby league, tune in.
What would be the reverse of the poster game?
This.
It'd be the number scribbled Knights, on the back of the toilet door.
Knights v Tigers is you know when they do the big commercial of all the highlights from the year?
Yes.
If they can do the lowlights, they're going to get 70% out of this game.
Okay. This is the sketch of the, you know, the upside down three that kind of looks like boobs on the back of the toilet door with a lewd word written under it. That's the opposite of the Fame poster. Okay, it's the sketch on the inside of the toilet door game. So can we get a trophy for it, do you think?
For this.
What would it be? Just a hinge.
The Murd Cup.
The Murd Cup.
Tigers versus the Plucky Knights. I got no idea who to pick.
I'm going to take the Plucky
Knights. Let's take the Plucky Knights.
Well, that sighting of Sean Kenny Dow, that's going to lift the spirits, surely.
They're going to have a bit of extra energy this week, I'm suspecting. Bit of pep,
they'll
have energy and want a lot of water. Rabbitohs versus Panthers. To wrap it up, I'm going Panthers.
I'll be taking the Rabbitohs in that one.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, whatever, what have you. Snail mail, carrier pigeon.
It's all there.
Fatagram, Greeno. We'll accept fatagrams.
We will.
Get in touch. And the survey, Greeno.
Don't forget survey, 89.3fm.com.au.
Yeah, we're bringing out the big guns today for survey week. Survey week plus one.
And don't forget to swipe right. AFL review day, man. Now,
what a round.
What a round in general.
What a round of footy.
For footy and also for your tipping. So I've given you a fair bit of grief over the past few weeks, and quite rightly.
Yeah. But sorry, Book Greeno. Very nice.
That's it. Because you came back to form, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
A near perfect round of eight from Damo. Pegs eight. Two back overall on eight. Me. Same time, though.
Can't get much better than that, Greeno.
You can. One more.
Yeah, one more. Not much better, though.
Not much better. Hawks too
was
good.
Was it North that let me down, Greeno? Stopped me from getting the perfect round?
Yeah, it might have been.
Might have been.
Hawks too good.
I don't think it was Essendon because I don't think I would have tipped them because I thought the Swans were on fire.
You did.
So
only 1 point in it, though.
1 point in it.
Swans too good, 86 for the Bombers, 85.
Hawthorn beat Adelaide, Greeno. That was a heroic late win. Same with the Swans, actually. The Swans were down 16 points, I think, with about 4 minutes to go against Essendon. And then they come back and Gary Rowan marked it on the goal line against a guy
come
twice
back
his
strong.
Size.
Keep their season
kicked
alive.
It off for the siren, yeah. That's an amazing. I think they've won six out of their last seven now.
They have, yeah.
And if they make the finals, right, no team has ever made the finals from 0-6 before. Ever.
They'd be a smoky. It's not the kind of team you really want to face.
They'd make history.
They would.
Yeah,
they would.
Yeah, a lot of teams would be scared, especially after that kind of run. That's Bulldogs-esque.
It's very Bulldogs-esque. Look out for the Swannies.
Port Adelaide beat Collingwood, Greeno. That was a pretty stock standard affair. GWS Giants, Greeno, absolutely smashed Brisbane. Funny little side note to that, actually. I was down in Melbourne, as you know, for the grand final. Well, it was the grand final.
You were there early.
I was there early, so I thought, you know what, I'll check out the Giants supporters bar.
Oh, yeah.
In Melbourne, and I headed down there, a little place in Docklands. Mm-hmm. I'll give him a mention, West Village at Docklands, Greeno. Great chap from Tasmania, opened up a bar there in October. He thought, I'll get on board the Giants train. I'll become the official Giants supporter bar in Melbourne.
Yep.
I went down there, it was me and him.
Nice.
Me and the bar owner.
That's all you need.
That's it.
No lines, that's what we want.
Flying the flag, Greeno. But absolutely smashed him. So, and Leon Cameron, funnily enough, in the post-match press conference, Greeno, said, you know, because you would think if you win by over 10 goals, oh, this is a great win.
Smacked him, yeah.
Was asked, what do you think of the win? He said, nah, very disappointed. We let in 5 goals in the last quarter. Unacceptable behaviour.
Only scored 3.
Only
going to
get better. Got Geelong
not,
next week.
They're not there just for participation medals this year. They're there for the cup.
He's there to win.
Exactly. So, they need to nut this out early.
Yep.
So, when it comes finals time.
Yep.
It's go time.
Oh, and just by the by, another injury, Tim Taranto, who's been an absolute gun this year, the kiddo, Ankle 8 to 10.
Oh.
8 to 10.
It'll be fresh for
I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yeah.
Like, where are we getting these players?
The casualty ward is pretty stocked.
Where are we getting these players? There's more players in rehab than there is on the training track.
Unless they got company, Damo.
It's ridiculous.
West Coast.
They always say that's the most terrible part of an injury is, like, you know, you're on your own, you're away from the other team. Not anymore. Not down at the Giants. The guys who are training are the ones that are on their own.
Yeah.
They're like, where is everyone? Mm. This is so lonely.
It's quiet out here.
I feel neglected from the rest of the group. It's incredible.
West Coast. I think this is the game that cost you. West Coast, Melbourne.
No. I would have tipped Melbourne, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because remember I said I want to tip them, but it's a tough road trip going over to West Coast.
It is.
Pretty sure I did tip them.
D's too good, though. 99-96
again,
over West
another
Coast.
Heroic late victory, Greeno. It was a great round for late victories. Same again, Geelong, Frio. Michael Walters had a kick just as the siren went from right in front, about 30 metres out. Munged it. Threw for a behind, and Frio lost by 2 points. You actually tipped Frio in that one, if I'm not mistaken.
I did.
You changed your tip.
I did. I had the Cats.
You
and
had the
moved
Cats,
it.
And then you jumped to Frio. Yep. Big mistake.
That was a big mistake. That cost me.
Big mistake.
All good. I'm
Richmond,
still leading.
Carlton. So the run of Carlton comes to an end.
It does. It was heartbreaking.
Yep.
Heartbreaking. I couldn't sleep.
You couldn't sleep.
Couldn't sleep.
Turmoil, Green.
It was. And then St Kilda 103 over Gold Coast 72. One of these games did you go to?
I went to, it's not on the list for some reason. Oh, there it is, down the bottom of the first one.
Oh.
I went to Western Bulldogs North Melbourne.
Conveniently, we saved it for last.
Saved it for last.
That worked out nicely. Yeah, it was like, what a game, 107, 106.
Yep. It wasn't just a great game, Grant. I'm going to tell you about this experience.
I want to hear a story, because I've been waiting for a good 29 minutes now for a story.
Okay, so we'll hurry it along.
Are we at 29 minutes?
We're at 29 minutes, about 26, 27 minutes.
27, excellent.
27 minutes. The wife and I, the baby bride, we thought we'd head out to Etihad Stadium, Greeno.
Yep.
Check out the stadium. Very nice stadium. Have you been there before?
I've been outside it.
Okay.
So
it's right next to the Channel 7 Cafe.
Yeah, it's running my work in Melbourne.
Channel 7's right next door and they've got their own little cafe.
Yeah.
I was tempted to go in and try a McAvaney. But I thought if you go up...
Is it McAvaney?
I would assume so. Wouldn't there be at the Channel 7 Cafe? Surely there'd be a sandwich.
There'd be a koshie.
Yeah. But I reckon that if you order the McAvaney, the waiter would keep asking you questions.
Mm.
It's a pretty nice sandwich, isn't it?
No, they
This is the best sandwich you've ever had,
It'd be labelled as special.
Special.
Yeah.
Special. Special sandwich. It's right next door to the Channel 7 Cafe at Etihad Stadium. So... the baby bride and myself, we're wearing our Giants scarves, you see,
because you've
got to fly the flag when you're out of town.
Doesn't matter. You're that South supporter that goes to all the different footy games.
Doesn't matter when you go into the footy.
Hmm.
Doesn't matter. You wear your own team's colours, you know, just here as a neutral, enjoy the game, enjoy the footy. So we're on the way in and a North Melbourne fan comes up to us out of the blue and says, "Hey guys, are you two from Sydney?"
Hmm.
I said, "Yeah, mate." And he said, "Well, this is your lucky day. I've got two tickets to the Medallion Club."
Nice.
Now, the Medallion Club... he said he couldn't get in because he had about three little ones.
Yeah.
They won't let me in there. I said, right. So the wife's going, "What's this Medallion Club?" I've got no idea.
Yeah.
And they were photocopied tickets. I'm like, are we getting scammed here?
Yeah.
Like, are we going to get up there and then get kicked out by security for trying to fraud our way in?
Yeah.
No, straight in. This Medallion Club, Greeno, it's like the members area.
Nice.
Now, let me tell you about the seats. You know, the rickety old plastic seats that you normally get at the footy?
Not in the Medallion Club.
We're talking leather.
Yeah.
And with a HD TV screen that folds out where you can actually watch the game, other games, get live stats, your own camera angles.
That's wicked. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
How did this guy get the tickets? You don't know, you didn't ask.
I don't know. He must have had them given to him or something and couldn't get in. Full sit-down restaurants.
Beautiful.
Full sit-down restaurants. Full bars, and we're talking full strength spirits.
Yeah.
Beers, whatever.
Always full
you want.
Strength in those kind of places.
Served
in
glasses if you want. There was a buffet.
Mm.
There was another restaurant.
That sounds like the.
It was insane.
That sounds like the advertisers.
And the coach's box.
And the coach's box.
You could walk right up to the coach's box
and
spit on the plastic if you wanted to.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Disappointing.
No, I didn't.
Disappointing.
No. Well, I'm in someone else's town.
Just stuck in the buffet?
Short a bit of respect. No, unfortunately, we had dinner before we went.
Ah.
Assuming that, you know, we're not going to be wanting to eat the dirty hot dogs and.
Oh, no.
And the meat pies and whatnot.
Too many good lanes.
Yeah. So we'll go and have a nice feed before we head out. Little did we know, we could have been whining and dining with the bigwigs in Melbourne.
Nice.
So, little story there.
That's sensational.
And then to top it all off, it was a game that went down to the siren, 1 point win.
Yep.
And a little funny side note, there was two guys there from Adelaide. Shout out to the boys if they're listening. They're probably not. They brought their three young blokes along and they sat in the row in front of us.
Okay.
So these two blokes from Adelaide, all the way from Adelaide for a game of footy, mind you.
Yeah.
bring the three kids along. This was obviously their first time in this medallion club as well. They sit down. Within 2 minutes, the kids discover the screen.
Yeah.
And that was it. They didn't care what was happening on the field.
Sorted.
They're sitting there watching the game through the screen that they're sitting in front of. And the dad turns around and goes, well, that's the footy over.
Yeah.
Well done.
I like it.
Well done. So, yeah, great night in Melbourne. Every time I want to hate Melbourne, Greeno, it draws me back in.
See, I'm the opposite to Melbourne. Every time I've been there, I've had a good time. I've just enjoyed myself. So I've got like
I wanted to hate it.
I've got a love affair, but I know if I spend too long with it. It's kind of like a girl.
Yeah.
Where, you know, when you're going out on the sporadic date, it's enjoyable. Yes. When they're there every day, not so much.
Survey.
Survey.
89.3.
Maybe we shouldn't be on 24/7.
24/7.
Because we might outstay our welcome a la Melbourne with yourself.
We're the radio version of the Medallion Club.
We are.
I think that's fair.
Damo, last week we talked quite extensively about outrage.
Outrage.
I've never been never been so offended in all my years of sports journalism. Now, the next day...
All my years of sports journalism, Greeno, I've never heard anything quite so disgusting as this.
Have you heard about the Sam Newman, outrage?
Outrage. Oh, what is it this week?
So this week, so apparently...
transphobic comments.
He's under fire for transphobic comments.
Oh, now, that's right. He said it instead of
he said it instead of him or they or she or whatever.
Or
now, this has got to fall into the realm of, really... Are we really that easily offended these days?
Well,
firstly, I didn't hear any transgender people come out and complain.
I would have said no.
Firstly, I don't think many people are tuning in to the AFL Footy Show that are transgender.
Don't think the Footy Show's high on the transgender demographic?
Probably not a huge amount of transgender people.
You know what? That would
listening.
That would be a difficult market to corner, I reckon, because you really wouldn't know how to aim the advertising and the messaging, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
No, it's a difficult one. I think. To be popular to the transgender community.
It is.
Especially when you're doing an AFL show, Greeno.
But at the same
time... very blokey, jockey.
So, but once again, didn't hear from any transgender people, but a lot of people outraged by it, Damo.
Outraged.
They want him
fired.
On
behalf of the transgender
People. They're not transgender themselves, these people that are outraged, Damo.
Okay.
But they're outraged.
Reflected outrage.
I also assume that the people that are outraged by this, Damo...
competitive outrage.
...probably didn't watch the AFL free show either.
That generally tends to be the way it goes.
But they've called for his sacking, Damo.
Sacking.
He's got to go.
He's done a lot worse than this. I tend to think he'll survive.
Yep. Apparently, it's no wonder the AFL Footy Show audience has halved over the past decade, according to this quote.
Is that right?
Because of transgender.
Really?
Must be.
Okay.
How are we going time-wise? Because I think we're battling.
We're about 33 minutes in.
Wow. Yeah, we're struggling with time on this show.
Are we? Running
out.
No, we can never run out here on this show.
All right.
89.3.com.au for the survey.
We have to skip a song, I think.
Skip a song?
Let's skip a song.
All right, we'll see how we go.
Let's do the tips. Struck with the show for tips.
There's really not much on the show after this.
There's
good stuff, though.
Plenty of good content. We've got Manny Pacquiao still to get to,
We've got Manny.
I'm skipping.
Okay. Show us your tips.
Melbourne versus Sydney.
You know what? I'm going to take Melbourne.
I'm going to take Sydney.
Okay.
Dogs v West Coast.
I'll be taking the Dogs.
I'll be taking the Dogs as well.
Okay.
Crows Carlton.
Adelaide.
Crows. Gold Coast versus North. Put me down for North.
Tough one. I think I'll go North as well.
GWS versus the Cats.
Very tough one.
I'm going GWS.
Yeah, me too.
Port versus Richmond. I'm going Richmond.
I'm going to take Port.
Excellent. Essendon versus Lions. I'm going Essendon.
Essendon, Greeno.
Hawks v Collingwood. Going Hawks.
I'll take Collingwood in that one.
And Frio versus St Kilda. I'm going to go Frio.
I'll take St Kilda.
Excellent. All right. Dive to quickly pump out some court dates.
Who's in the dock this week, Greeno?
Glenn Archer apparently has been charged with unlawful assault.
Shin boner of the century.
After an alleged incident.
Alleged.
At a junior football game. Now, Damo, you know something about this? About the backstory?
Yeah,
that's all I know about it.
A couple of kids were getting into a little bit of a barney and people were running in, and Arch, being the great man he is, jumped the fence and got involved, Greeno.
Yes, you do. Is it the good Samaritan that he is?
Purely to break it up, I'm sure.
Of course, yeah.
Had an altercation with a linesman. The linesman claimed he was assaulted and pressed charges. It's all very murky and yucky and disgusting. So, yeah, I don't know. Just another day on the weekend footy, Greeno.
number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I was thinking throughout the week, Damo, that we've never really come up with a tune or a theme song a la Canberra Milk Kid for one Daniel Ricciardo.
Oh, what would we do for Danny?
We have to think about it.
Oh, Danny boy.
Maybe. We can do better,
I think.
It's
a bit too obvious, yeah.
It's a bit.
It's a cliche.
It's no Canberra Milk Kid, I'm saying that. I'm thinking, do we just need to...
Well, it's going
to
be tough to find one that Danny actually performs himself.
About some kind of dairy.
Can't we just use Canberra Milk Kid for Danny?
Well, that was my thinking. Yeah. I was like, if worse goes worse, we'll just like Canberra Milk Kid.
We'll just make them all Canberra Milk Kids.
Canberra Kids. Any Aussie that is an F1.
I'm a Canberra Milk Kid.
I like it. Yeah. He got the win, Damo.
Well done.
First one of the season. He's gone all Bradbury on us because... Yeah. Vettel and Hamilton decided to take each other out for a little bit.
Mate, the Bradbury is an Aussie sporting tradition
now. It's the only way I want to win.
It's in the dictionary now. The Aussie sporting dictionary. Bradbury.
I want to fall over to another title. If you could, Bradbury's way to the World Championship, that'd be fantastic.
From here, it'd be amazing.
Daniel Ricciardo gets his first win of the year. Well done, sir. Vettel Bottas in second.
Do we give him a nice Gary for his first win of the year? Oh. And the Bradbury?
Ooh, that's a big call, but I think it's definitely worthy.
Yeah.
Ever.
Nice, Gary!
Nice, Gary for Daniel.
Vettel Bottas second. I'm going to give a...
Nice, Gary!
To Lance Stroll as well for his first ever podium.
Out for a stroll.
Out there. William, I didn't even realise that this guy was racing in F1 until... this week.
Yeah. He hasn't been there all season, has he?
Apparently.
Really?
Yeah, that's a little attention of paid F1 this year. We didn't do the big F1 preview show.
Big F1 preview show.
And then Seb was fourth.
89.3fm.com.au for the survey.
Let's go to the survey. Tell us what you want to hear.
Tell us what you think.
Anything else? They just stoush, Damo.
Stoush between F1's biggest wanker and
Lewis Hamilton.
The other one. The other wanker.
Denim vest. Tag Heuer watch wearing.
I can do no wrong.
Pretty boy.
Yep.
Lewis Hamilton. Still managed to find their way back to fourth and fifth, respectively. And Ricciardo was actually 17th at one stage. So
was he?
Well done there to Dan.
Tip of the hat.
In the MotoGP, another amazing race this year.
Valentino Rossi, green.
0.06 seconds difference between one and two.
Fantastic.
Petrucci just off his maiden victory.
Petrucci.
I'm going to give
nice,
him a...
Nice, Gary!
Petrucci. Rossi, but with doing so, he's the longest winning career in all classes. He's been racing for 20 days.
Winning career.
So basically, between his first win and his last win has been 20 years and 313
Valentino
days.
Rossi.
Valentino Rossi.
20 years.
20 years he's
doesn't
been racing.
Doesn't time fly? It doesn't feel like that long.
Well, I remember being a kid watching him go around in the 125s.
Yes.
So I guess
with a blow up Claudia Schiffer on the back when he won the championship.
Exactly.
Do you remember
the
that?
One. I do.
He's quite a character.
Mark Marquez was third.
This would be the sexist block there.
A little bit of sexist block.
Do we have a sexist
block? Chauvinist and sexist and misogynist and chauvinist.
And how long does this go for?
Oh, it's about a minute and a half.
I thought it was a bit. We'll stop doing that. Cal Crutchlow was fourth.
Call me Cal.
Yeah. He's got to get podiums.
Yeah,
he's
I know. Podiums, yeah, I know. We're dying to play the song for you, Cal. But
two guys we've taken the piss out of this year, and quite rightly, because they can't seem to stay on the bike. Cal Crutchlow won.
Cal Crutchlow.
Jack Miller is another. Jack Miller got a six. Well done, Jack.
Well done. Tip of the hat.
NBA draft, Damo.
Okay,
I know you're a big fan of the NBA draft.
I am, usually. I don't know any of the players generally, but I just love the theatre of night.
It's amazing. Well, if you love
the theatre.
And they're
all on the phone. They're all making trades.
They are. Well, that happened earlier on in the day because Boston had the number one pick and was like, nah, we don't want it anymore.
Philly,
do you want it?
You guys have it.
You can have it.
There you go.
We'll take three.
They've done a Kenny Dow. We don't want him.
Yeah, you have him.
You have him.
they selected Markel Fultz with the first one. The guy, if you love drama, if you love showmanship,
yeah.
You won't love
attention,
Lonzo.
Attention, the buzz, the drama, the atmosphere.
You'll love Lonzo Ball's dad, LeVar Ball, who has just been a walking mouthpiece for the better part of the last year.
Lonzo Ball.
Has cost his son millions of dollars in sponsorship because he's such a loudmouth.
Is he really?
He showed up on WWE Raw earlier this week.
Is that right?
Really? He's gone second to the Lakers.
Well done.
And then Boston got Jason Tatum there with pick number three.
Josh Jackson, Greeno. That's a surprising appearance back from the Dawson Creek days.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
well Josh done. Jackson. I was trying to work out whether to do an NRL reference or the Dawson's Creek reference.
Dawson's Creek.
Well done.
Always Dawson's Creek.
Greeno. Well done, Pacey, over there to Phoenix.
Pacey.
The Aussies involved, Amo. Jonah Baldwin has been picked
up. He'd be happy he's got a job again because I think he's been out of the limelight for quite some time. The old Pace.
Seen him in a while.
Pacey.
He's been picked up by Philadelphia with the number 36 overall pick. So he's the son of NBL legend Bruce Baldwin.
Oh, right.
Who also played with Ben Simmons, who plays for Philly, his dad.
That's right.
So it's kind of like dad's
symmetry,
kids,
Greeno.
All symmetry.
Symmetry. We love symmetry on the show.
But they were regular rivals, sorry, in their NBL careers. Now their sons are teammates. Well done. And to wrap it up, awards. Hmm. Most valuable player went to Russell Westbrook. Second place was James Harden from your Houston Rockets.
How did the guy from Gold State not get most valuable player? Kevin Durant.
Because Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double.
Yeah, but, you know, if they don't have Kevin Durant, they don't win the championship. So isn't that...
That's why he got finals MVP.
Okay, so he gets a little something.
Defensive player of the year was Warriors Draymond Green.
Draymond Green.
All right, you make fun of me for not being able to pronounce names. Mm. Give the most improved player a go.
Okay, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
I was close.
You were very close. Good effort there. Giannis Antetokounmpo won Most Improved Player of the Year.
Know how to pronounce that because you listen to about 20 hours of ESPN every day.
That's exactly why. Yeah. Sixth Man of the Year, Eric Gordon. Rookie of the Year.
No award for James Harden. That's disappointing.
He came second.
Disappointing.
Malcolm Brogdon got Rookie of the Year. Brogdon. Coach of the Year was Mike D'Antonio. And everyone's favorite award that they've been waiting with bated breath, Executive of the Year, was Bob Myers.
Yeah, back on the block. Green, a bit of Caro Emerald for our music tonight.
That's it. My daughter will love it.
Yeah, she loves the swingy music, jazzy stuff, upbeat stuff.
What did I play last week? We did Nirvana maybe last week.
Nirvana? No, last week it was the punk band. Rise Against.
That's right. Yeah, she wasn't as big a fan. Oh no, she still jumped around to that one.
Not in a wholesome way.
Not in the fun kind of yeah.
I'm gonna punch you in the face in a mosh pit way.
Exactly.
Yep.
Folks are dumb where I come from.
This one goes to Michael Checker, Damo.
Michael Checker.
This
is his first appearance in Dumbest Comments? It must be.
It must be because we pay zero attention to rugby. But he came out this week. It's been a terrible year. I don't know if you followed much of the rugby.
I followed how bad the Australian team was.
Australia's just going terribly. They barely beat Italy, who are the 15th ranked nation in the world the other day.
Even in the Super 15s, Greeno. Worst season ever.
Worst season we've ever had. We can't see. We lost to, who did we lose to last week? We lost to another lowly team.
Rack them up.
Doesn't matter.
Rack them up.
Barely beat Italy at 15. Mm. And they're like, oh, it was a good win. Michael Checker said this week.
Yep.
No joke. The Wallabies can beat the All Blacks. No.
That is pretty dumb.
Just no.
Thanks, Mick. Got to pump it up, I know, but, there comes a point where you've just got to say, look, even I can't get away with this.
Let's be realistic.
The boys know that they're not going to win.
No, it's not going to
happen. Now, let's prepare the sorry book for next week.
No chance.
When they come out and win.
If they, we'll have to come up with something. If they do that, I will create a Tinder profile.
Create a Tinder profile?
Yeah. Not of
Greeno.
Me. Not of me.
Greeno but, from the
know,
block.
The general essence of me.
No, create a Tinder profile. That'd be excellent. That'd be a good,
social experiment.
Yeah. Just to see, I'm a world famous community radio star.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm great with the ladies.
Mm.
Yeah. Especially on the first date.
Yeah.
I don't do second dates
because too long.
Too long.
Too long.
I've got plans.
I'm busy afterwards.
I've got plans for you, sweet thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam Newman fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got it all.
Big Sam Newman fan.
Big Sam Newman fan.
Very anti trans.
Yeah, anti trans. survey 89.3fm.com.au.
That's one. In all my years of sports radio, Damo.
Tiger and Spieth.
This is amazing. Mm. Jordan Spieth. You kind of forget how good this kid is and how young he is at the same
still.
Age. Firstly, he's only 23. He looks like he's 34.
Is that right?
So that kind of throws you off a little bit to begin with. But he won this week.
He's got a lot of character.
He does. Yeah. He spent a lot of hours in the sun.
Has he?
Both at the age of 23, they've both, him and Tiger, the only players to ever win 10 wins on the tour.
Is that, that's a
23
that's
years a, of age, he's won 10 PGA tours.
Not a bad start.
And he did it in style. He hit a shot on the playoff hole out of the bunker to sink it. So his first shot was wayward off the fairway.
Yep.
The second shot went into the bunker, and then he holed it from the bunker to win.
Wow.
That's a way to do it.
I actually said, I don't know, about 3 years ago or something when he first burst on the scene, I thought straight away he's going to be better than Tiger.
It's a big call, but the way he's going, he's on an amazing trajectory.
Yep. Doing well.
Let's just hope he doesn't follow Tiger in other ways. Yeah, the Mitchell Starc party whistle means we're almost out of time. And look, it's a big weekend coming up, Damo. Big weekend, and mainly because of this one man.
Oh, yes. It's Manny.
It is Manny.
It's Manny again.
Well, we'll put him down a little bit. It's Manny Pacquiao, the Stoush, Damo.
Stoush?
Which is being between Manny Pacquiao and Jeff Horn is on this weekend. Apparently, it's been billed as the Battle of Brisbane.
The Battle of Brisbane.
Not a lot of effort went into that to begin with.
We're pretty uncreative when it comes to our derbies.
Exactly.
Stouches.
Secondly, does this mean that Brisbane's up for grabs?
Wow. So will it fall to the Philippines?
Exactly. It's up for grabs.
Duterte comes marching in with Manny in tow. Manny came out and said he was playing possum with the media. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
No, and I'm trying to figure out how Manny Pacquiao plays possum with anyone, considering he's basically the most recognisable boxer, short of Floyd Mayweather, on the face of the earth.
Mike Tyson, I think, would be ahead of Manny.
Yeah, but he's not a boxer anymore.
Yeah, but neither was Manny.
Now he's just an ex-con. Yeah,
fair enough. Fair
ex-con, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, an ex-world champ.
The tattoo on the face does make a difference.
It does make. I saw a guy on the...
And the pet lion, or tiger, or whatever
it is. I saw a guy on the train. Today with a tattoo on his face, a la Mike Tyson.
Oh, okay. What'd you think of it?
Terrible, but terrible. I'm not going to tell him that.
No.
Because I was sitting there going, at what point in your life do you go, I'm going to whack a tattoo on there? Yeah,
this is like, a good life decision.
This is a good life decision, yeah. Exactly.
You know what, love? I'm really gunning for that promotion at work. I know what I'm going to do to get the boss's attention.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the way we're going to do
it. It's like you wouldn't criticise Manny for his singing either.
No, not at all. We'd never
why would
so.
You? Because it's perfect.
You just celebrate it like we do on this show every single
week. It's angelic.
I'm going to give a bit of a tip of the hat to Jeff Horn. I saw an interview with him yesterday.
The Horn Dog.
He's actually not a meathead.
Oh, isn't he?
He didn't sound like a boxer. Apparently, he's a school teacher who kind of did boxing as a part-time thing. And
really?
Now he's 20-0, and he's going to fight Manny Pacquiao.
Good luck to him.
For a couple of million dollars.
Good luck to him.
Amazing effort, all in all.
Well done, Jeff Horn.
Do we give him a chance?
Yeah, we'll give him a tip of the hat, too, I think.
We're going to give him a tip of the hat?
Yeah, you can give him a tip of the
hat. We'll give him a nice Gary.
Yeah, you can't really hear it over Manny.
You can't hear it over Manny, but that's the way it should be. In all honesty, all right, we're going to stop Manny.
Okay.
Do we give him a chance?
Nobody gave Danny Green a chance when he fought. Who was the fella he knocked out?
That was Germany, wasn't it? I'm thinking of Daniel Gill.
Daniel Gill, yeah. No one gave him a chance either. But remember, Danny Green fought one of the big American stars, aging stars, a few years ago in his comeback fight. Knocked him out in the first round.
Oh, I know the guy you're talking about.
It wasn't Mayweather because he's
Mosley?
Yes, Sugar Shane Mosley.
Sugar Shane Mosley it was. That's right. So he's a chance.
So no one gave him a chance there.
No.
So, you know, every now and then one of these, you know, up-and-comers comes and knocks out the big dog. I think it happened to Mike Tyson once as well.
It did, yeah. He had the occasional one. Muhammad Ali got beaten sometime.
Muhammad Ali, yeah.
By a little plucky Aussie. Is he from Newcastle?
Oh, he better be.
He better
be.
If Jeff Horn's from Newcastle, lock him in.
Lock him in.
Lock him in to be there or thereabouts for about three quarters of the game. Yeah. And then fade at the end. But good luck to Jeff. I hope he does well.
Yeah, well done.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell